很久不见的弟兄姊妹。
Long time no see, brothers and sisters.
很多新的脸不认得了。
And I am seeing, there are some new faces to me.
欢喜神的家里面一直有新的血液加进来。
And it's nice to see new faces into the house of the Lord.
我们今天讲主的再来。
This morning I'd like to share with you the second coming of the Lord.
这是对神的儿女传福音。
And this is like a gospel, a good news to children of God.
这一年多，我的负担最大的就讲主的再来。
In the past year, this has been my greatest burden to share with you the coming of the Lord.
过几天我要去台湾。
And I'm leaving for Taiwan very soon.
台湾的夏令会，我的题目就是主的再来。
And the theme in the summer conference there will be the second coming of the Lord.
去中国大陆多半地方，我还是要讲主的再来。
And I'll be visiting mainland China again. That will be the theme I will share.
因为主来的日子实在近了。
Because indeed, His day is near.
这是我在说叫做教会传福音。
And this is like a gospel preached to church.
我们读马太福音。
Let us read in Matthew.
24章。
Chapter 24.
我们先读16节。
Verse 16.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
那时，在犹太的要想逃到山上。在岗上的不要下来拿东西，加一东西啊。那个26节，36，26节。
Verses 26.
对不起，36节。
I'm sorry, chapter 24, verse 36.
但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，唯独父知道啊。那日子那时辰
that day or hour
这是一个确定的日子确定的时辰
so since that day or hour means there's a designated time
这个日子早就定了
if something has been determined
那个终点也早就定了
and the destiny has been determined
假设这个定的日子的时候没有人知道
yet nobody knows about
可能是明天
it can be tomorrow
可能是今天
or today
可能今天我们正讲到的时候
it can happen while we're sharing here
我也不需要再讲下去了
then there's no point for me to share anymore
因为主的日子到了
because his time has come
那个终点也早就定了
and the destiny has been determined too
是哪一天哪一个终点主要回来了
God has determined on which day and what hour the Lord will return
这个叫做那日子那时辰
that's why we said that day or hour
使徒行传第一章
let's turn to Acts chapter 1
9节到11节
verses 9 to 11
感谢基督他们正看的时候他就背起上身有一朵云彩把他遮去便看不见他了当他往上去他们定睛望天的时候忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说
加利利人
人哪
为什么站着望天呢
借圣天的耶稣你们见他怎样往天上去他也要怎样来我们再读但以理第七章
Daniel chapter 7
我的圣经1040遍第七章9到14节
Daniel chapter 7 verse 9 to 14
我观看见有宝座侍立下头坐着亘古常在者他的衣服洁白如雪头发如纯净的羊毛宝座乃火焰七轮乃烈火从他四面前流法像火花烛侍奉他的有千千在他面前侍立的有万万是看案卷就张开了打开了这样受命小脚做夸大的话声音被杀身体损坏人在火里焚烧其余的兽全命都被夺去生命之人存留知道所定的是否和日期我在夜间的地象中观看见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来被领到亘古常在者面前得了权柄荣耀国度使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他他 的权柄是永远的，不能退去。他的火并不坏坏。撒迦利亚书十四章圣经旧约圣
经，
旧约圣经末了第二卷书撒迦利亚书。
The second to the last book in the Old Testament, Zechariah.
十四章四到五节。
Chapter 14, verse 4 and 5. On that day, he speaks.
在橄榄耶路撒冷朝东的橄榄山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东至西成为极大的湖，一半向北挪移。好，第九节。耶和华必作全地的主，那日耶和华必为独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二的。马拉基书第三章。
Malachi, the book right after.
第一到第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
万军之耶和华说：我要差遣我的使者，在我面前预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。你们就是你们所仰慕的，快要来到他来的日子，谁能挡得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能抵得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂木之人的剑，他比坐下熬炼的为人，如熬炼他们像金银一样。他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。十七到十九节。
Verses 17 to 19 of chapter 3 Malachi.
万军之耶和华说：在我所定的日子，他们必属我，各自归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续自己的儿子。但是好，我们读到这里了，我漏读了十六节，大家一起读十六节，读上去啊。那时敬畏耶和华的人彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，岂有纪念册在他面前？圣徒敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。好，犹大书圣启示录前面犹大书。犹大书十四节。
The book of Jude, that's the book right before Revelation, so it's the second last one in the New Testament.
看呐、啊，主带着的，对不起，亚当的祭司孙以诺正预言这些的日子。主带着千圣者降临啊！启示录二十二章。
Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, chapter 22.
二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。
阿
们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。好，圣经是本预言的书。
Bible is a book of prophecy.
圣经的预言，圣经的三分之二都是预言。
And two-thirds of the entire Bible are prophecy.
预言不是两种。
And there are two kinds of prophecy.
一种是已经应验的预言。
One is the prophecy that have been fulfilled.
一种是等待着应验的预言。
Ones are waited to be fulfilled.
大多数的事都是已经成全的预言了。
And most of the prophecies have been fulfilled.
像主耶稣的再来。
For example,
分两次的来。
And to talk about the second coming of the Lord, there are two types of his
second coming. 肉身来到地上。
His coming has two types. The first type one is when he was born.
第二是我们今天要讲的主的再来。
And his second coming is the one we're going to talk about today.
第一次来已经应验了两千零八年了。
And his first coming has been fulfilled in over 2,008 years ago.
圣经有确定的预言。
And they are sure promises and prophecies.
以赛亚是主前七百多年的人。
Isaiah is a man was born 700 before Jesus was born.
他说必有童女怀孕生子。
He prophesied by saying a virgin shall bear a child.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
And they will call him Emmanuel.
那时没有人懂得以赛亚在讲什么。
And nobody around his time understood what he was saying.
当马太福音一章二十三节主耶稣降生了。
So in book of Matthew chapter 1 when Jesus was born.
一个字一个字应验。
Every word in that prophecy was fulfilled.
看啊必有童女怀孕生子。
Behold a virgin will bear a child. child.
人要不要称他的名为以马内利。
They will call him Emmanuel.
主你再来，也要一个字一个字去念的。
In the same way, the Lord's second coming will be fulfilled in the exact wording.
将圣灵降临。
The Holy Spirit comes.
圣旧约早就预言了。
This is something being prophesied better in the Old Testament time.
在约拿书，约拿书在主前八百多年之内。
In the book of Jonah, which was written 800 years before Jesus was born.
到复后的日子。
It talks about how in the end.
我要用我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
I will pour down my spirit onto all the flesh.
到那个时候，求告主名的就必得救。
And those who call unto the name of the Lord will be saved.
到那个时候也没有人懂得约拿在讲什么。
Back in Jonah's time, nobody knew what he was talking about.
但使徒行传第二章五旬节到了。
But in the book of second chapter of Acts, you see in the days of Pentecost,
圣灵荣耀的降临了。
The glorious descending of the Holy Spirit.
一个字一个字应验。
Every word prophesied was fulfilled in that time.
那个教会不过一百二十人。
Back then, the church congregation maybe 120.
每一个人都被圣灵浇灌了。
Every one of them was filled by the Holy Spirit.
教会的这个大力量。
The church received great strength.
面对极大的征战的逼迫。
To face the great persecution that was to come.
圣灵来了没有回去过。
And the Holy Spirit has come ever since then, never returned.
两千年教会没有一个世纪过好的日子。好的路和有好的路容易的路走了。
The 2000 some years after that day, church always had severe challenges.
教会历史是所有历史当中最雄壮的历史了。
And the history of church is most magnificent.
教会走到今天了。
And we have come to this day in the history.
靠着圣灵的力量。
It's all by the power of the Holy Spirit.
面对无数仇敌。
We face so many foes.
逼迫教会的政权一个一个倒下去。
And all the government that tried to take Christianity down has fallen.
教会永远存在。
But the Church of God stands still.
我很喜欢有诗歌里讲的话。
I love this particular hymn.
邦国兴而衰。
You talk about nations arise and fall.
君王常更换。
And kings can be replaced one
by another. 唯独基督教会永远的存在。
But only the Church of Christ stands still forever.
没有办法打倒教会的。
There's no way anyone can take down God's church.
我们中国人。
We are Chinese.
今年末了的世纪，中国教会的时代。
And we have come to a time called the era of the Church of China.
中国大陆教会面对很大的危难。
Church in China face so many challenges.
我嘛，九月我八月去台湾，九月就要去中国了。
I'll be visiting mainland China in September.
真喜乐看见中国的弟兄姊妹啊。
I rejoice so much when I saw the brothers and sisters there.
他们的力量。
Because the power in them.
他们的生命。
The endurance and their life.
过了中国教会大复兴了。
And there's great revival in the Church of China.
我活在上海的时候。
When I was in Shanghai.
那个国民党最后的时代了。
And that Party has come to the last.Last day.
只有他们宣布全部基督徒人口一百万。
And at the time, the statistics indicated that Christian in China was about a million.
我跟他算六十万就差不多了。
And I thought maybe 600,000 the most.
现在一亿到一亿五千万。
Now we have over 100 to 150 million there.
什么力量这样增长？
What has caused this dramatic growth?
那是主的手。
I have to say, it's only the hand of God can do that.
那是主的工作。
That's the work of the Lord.
那是中国人的光荣。
And that is the glory God placed.
末了世纪的中国教会的世纪到了。
And we have come to the time we call the time of the church in China.
我看见美国政府的一个报告。
I read a report issued by the U.S. government.
他们估计中国渗透超过一亿。
And their estimate that number of Christians in China will be over 100 million.
这是中国世纪。
Because this is the century of China.
所以我们弟兄姊妹好好的做见证啊。
That's why brothers and sisters, we need to testify.
要传福音啊。
We need to share and preach.
要救灵魂啊。
To save souls.
主耶稣他要回来了。
And Jesus is coming.
圣灵降临。
And the Holy Spirit will come.
不仅约拿书，而且在撒迦利亚书。
Not only in the book of Jonah, but also in Zechariah.
说到春雨秋雨之父。
It talks about how the blessing of those.Fall and the spring rain.
圣灵有两度大的降临。
They talk about the Holy Spirit will come down in a great scale in two times.
秋雨在前面，春雨在后面。
And the fall rain will fall first.
秋雨就是五旬节的雨。
And that was the Holy Spirit recorded in the book of Acts in the time of Pentecost.
使徒行传圣灵降临了。
And in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
春雨迎接主来的雨。
And And the spring wind refers to the Holy Spirit that comes before His coming.
已经应验了三百年了。
And that has become true in the past 300 years.
在德国摩尔维亚大复兴。
It started from the revival of Moravia.
圣灵大降临了。
At that time, Holy Spirit came down greatly.
那个弟兄这边的人数比五旬节多的太多了。
And the number of Christians back then was much more than the number we had in the book of Acts.
没有一个漏掉的。
Everyone was filled.
这大福音影响太大了。
And the impact of that revival was tremendous.
推动欧洲大福音。
And moved on and pushed the revival in Europe.
推动俄罗斯大福音。
And resulted in the revival in Russia.
推动韩国大福音。
The revival in Korea.
推动中国大福音。
And the revival in China.
圣灵降临了。
Because the Holy Spirit came upon us.
早就应验了，早就预言了。
It has been prophesied in the Bible.
我每一次看见圣灵降临的时候。
So every time I saw the movement of the Holy Spirit.
读到弟兄姊妹被圣灵充满。
I heard the stories about how people were filled.
那个银耳都是透于声啊。
It's like a lyric of a song that you hear the sound of wind everywhere.
圣雨降临了。
Because that is the sound of the spring.
那叫迎接主来。
The purpose of the wind is help us to be ready for the coming of the Lord.
我们都要这样的力量。
And we need to have that.
如果迎接主来的人。
So we can be ready to receive His second coming.
主来的日子很快很快了。
And the days of His coming is near.
这个世界。下不去了。
The world will have hard time going forward.
这一两年世界要面临大艰难了。
All know coming to the coming 2 years will face great challenge.
特别今年发生的这些事，缺少油。
And we are short of gasoline this year.
全世界都缺少粮。
The whole world is short of food this year. And the earthquake in Sichuan, China.
我打电话给几个首领教会，问候教会安。
I call several church leaders in the area.
弟兄们都说，使弟兄主来的证照要应验了。
And they all say, you know, this just are the signs of the end days before His coming.
路加二十一章要应验了。
And whatever was prophesied in Luke 21 will be fulfilled.
你们的圣经读得很好。
You guys read Bible.
到处地震饥荒。
Jesus prophesied there will be earthquakes and famine.
我要告诉你们，现在全世界都缺粮。
And I tell you for sure, famine is happening through the entire world.
油在北欧和墨西哥产的最多。
And gas production is the highest in North Europe and Mexico.
北欧减少百分之二十。
Yet in Northern Europe, they have reduced the production by 20%.
墨西哥减产百分之四十。
And Mexico reduced by 40%.
因为油也耗竭了。
Because we have exhausted most.
每天消耗的油。
Because the way we are using gas.
那不是每天产生产的油，那怎么办呢？
At a faster pace than the growth and the production rate.
全世界缺少粮。
The whole world is running out of food.
美国不缺少粮。
You may say we don't feel
that. 美国要面对高物价的时代了。
Yeah, we will face inflation.
这不是明年的过去了。
And it's not something we'll pass away next year.
世界下不去了。
The world has come to an end.
我们都要面对主来的时候到了。
So we need to be ready for the coming of the Lord.
这是幕后的时代了。
We are in the end day.
主说他一定要来。
The Lord says, I will surely come.
圣灵降临两度。
And the Holy Spirit come down twice in 2 rains.
都应验了。
And have been fulfilled.
带来圣灵的浇灌。
And bring down the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
给圣灵充满是不同的经历。
And outpouring of the Holy Spirit is different from being filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们都要接受圣灵浇灌。
We all need to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们更要追求圣灵充满。
Furthermore, we need to pursue to be filled by His Spirit.
使我们整个生命能够像主耶稣。
So that our life can be like that of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣经一个应验的预言。
And this is a prophecy that has been fulfilled.
而主耶稣的再来。
And the second coming of Jesus.
也分作两个时代。
Has two times too.
我们从第一次来，他会秘密的回来。
The first time when he comes back is in secret.
第二次来就公开的回来。
And the second one will be public.
第一次秘密的回来。
The first time when he returns in secret.
那是从五旬节圣灵里面回来了。
And that through the coming of the Holy Spirit at the time of the Pentecost.
但是肉也不能看见的。
This return is not visible by eyes.
那么实在，主耶稣已经回来了。
It was very clear that Jesus came back through the Holy Spirit back then.
那是为什么我们还要聚会啊？
But then you may say, why we still gather?
因为主已经回来了。
Because Jesus has come back.
为什么我们要侍奉啊？
Why do I need to serve?
因为主耶稣已经回来了。
Because Jesus has come back.
为什么弟兄姊妹要受苦啊？
Why do I still suffer?
为什么中国很多人关在监狱里要殉道不屈服啊？
There are so many Christians in prison in China ready to be martyred.
牧师肉身的力量都做得到的。
You have to admit it's not something they can stand through their own strength.
生命的大能就穿上教会了。
But because the power of the Holy Spirit has put us up.
主耶稣已经回来了。
Jesus has come back.
所以我们常说主同在。
That's why we say, oh, Jesus is with us.
主实在与我们同在了。
Indeed, He's present with us.
肉身耶稣。
The Jesus that was in His flesh.
一个时间都对一个人说话。
He can only speak to one person in one time.
今天给同时给千千万万的人说话。
But now Jesus is able to speak to millions at the same time.
我们第一次听见主对我讲话了。
You and I have experienced that how the Lord speaks to us.
肉身时代。
And back then was in the flesh.
主在一个时候一个地方行大能。
When he was in a human form, he could only perform miracles in one place at one time.
今天在同一个时候在千千万万的地方行大能。
But nowadays he can perform miracles in so many different places at the same time.
主耶稣已经回来了。
Because Jesus has come back.
他在生命里面回来了。
He has come back in his spirit.
这叫秘密的回来了。
Return in secret.
世界上的人不知道。
Because the worldly people do not know.
我们知道。
Yet we know.
神的儿女要做见证。
Children of God testify.
主耶稣回来了没有？
Do we know Jesus has come?
回来了。
Yes, he has come back.
我们也靠着他的名行大能。
In his name, we have performed miracles.
我自己从来不说我有医病的事。
I will never boast about that I have the gift of healing.
但是这个祷告。
Yet through prayer.
看见瞎眼看见。
I have seen people's blind eyes.
聋子听见。
The deaf could hear.
瘸子行走。
The lame could walk.
瘫痪的起来。
And the paralyzed could get up.
比圣经里的一模一样的。
And it's just like what happened in Jesus' time.
因为我们信的是一位耶稣啊。
Because we are believing in the same Jesus.
就是这一位耶稣啊。
And because of this very Jesus.
啊，圣灵里面回来了。
He has come back in
His spirit. 肉身的基督。
He's no longer in the bodily form of a human.
他是复活的耶稣。
Instead, He is the risen Jesus.
我们是因为复活主。
We believe in a risen Lord.
他的荣耀。
His glory.
他的能力。
His power.
他的智慧。
His wisdom.
都在圣灵里面降临了。
Are included and coming back through His Holy Spirit.
他秘密回来了。
He returns in secret.
然后圣经说第二次回来。
And the Bible tells about another return of Jesus.
又公开回来。
That is returning to the world in
public. 所有人都看见了。
At that time, all eyes were
seen. 主耶的荣耀里面降临了。
He will return in His glory.
在启示录一章。
In Revelation chapter 1, verse 7,
看啊，他驾临降临。
Look, behold, he returns in his clouds.
万物都要看见他。
And all eyes will see.
连吃他的人也看见他。
And those who pierce him will
see. 万族都要因他哀哭。
And all peoples, all nations will mourn.
他驾临降临。
He will return in the clouds.
万物都要看见他。
And all eyes will see.
到那个时候不看还不行呢。
And at that time, everyone has to see.
那个用枪刺住肋旁的人。
Even the one who pierced the side of the Lord.
哎，我真的要为他忧愁啊。
And I feel so sorry for that man that day.
他不知道怎么办。
I don't know how he's gonna deal with himself.
主耶稣回来了。
When Jesus comes back,
荣耀充满全宇宙啊。
His glory will fill the whole universe.
我们都短视从前的。
And there was this short hymn.
满天荣耀，满天光明。
And the sky will be full of glory and bright.
圣的儿子竟降临。
The Son of Jesus, Son of God has descended.
最不愿意看见主降临的人，那个吃耶稣的人。
I think among all universe, in the entire universe, the one who hates to see his return will be the one who pierced him.
这里特别加上一句，连吃他的人，你要看见他。
But here it says specific, even the one who pierced Jesus, I was.
没办法躲过看见耶稣降临了。
And if no one can escape seeing his return.
万族都因他哀哭。
And all peoples will mourn.
多少人后悔了。
A lot of people will regret.
耶稣真。
They say, oh, Jesus is indeed the Son of God.
耶稣真的是全能的救主啊。
Oh, Lord Jesus indeed is the Almighty Savior.
这点发现太迟了。
It will be too late.
爱哭了。
The only thing you can do is to mourn.
要怎么样？我们要传福音啊。
That's why, brothers and sisters, we have to share the gospel.
福音是我们的大责任啊。
Because this is our responsibility.
告诉所有我们的告诉的人，耶稣是神的儿子。
To tell the people that you can find that Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣真的是救主。
He is indeed a Savior.
我们用一生的年日来见证这位耶稣。
We can testify with all the days of our life.
主耶稣回来了。
Jesus returns.
整本圣经都讲这个真理。
The whole Bible tells us about it.
旧约末了这两本书。
Last two books in the Old Testament.
撒迦利亚和马拉基书都要用这段来。
Zechariah and Malachi both talk about his coming.
新约最后两本书。
The last two books in the New Testament.
犹大书跟启示录都要用这段来。
The book of Jude and the book of Revelation talk about his second coming.
保罗写的书信。
The epistles written by Paul.
有两本书，帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
First and Second Thessalonians.
都专一讲到主的再来。
It specifically talk about his return.
但是有一点分别。
But there is slight difference here.
撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
讲主的再来。
Talk about the coming of the Lord.
但是重在再来的这件事。
The emphasis is on the fact that he is coming back.
马拉基讲再来的主。
And Malachi emphasis was the Lord will come.
重在主身上。
The emphasis was on the Lord that comes back.
犹大书也是一样，讲主的再来。
The book of Jude also talks about the coming of the Lord.
启示录讲再来的主。
And the Revelation talks about the Lord that will come.
帖撒罗尼迦前书讲主的再来。
First Thessalonians talks about the coming of the Lord.
后书讲再来的主。
The Second Thessalonians talks about the Lord that will come back.
圣经是那么精密的一本书啊。
And you see that's very precisely recorded throughout the Bible.
找不到一点缝。
And you cannot find any leak or flaw.
弟兄姊妹们，我们讲主的再来。
So when we talk about the coming of the Lord,
主的再来为什么呢？
Why?
它的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of his return?
三个目的。
There are three purposes.
第一，为了教会。
First was coming back for his church.
为了神的儿女。
For us.
为什么我们每一个神的儿女
？For each one of us。
那天我们唱着诗歌。
The song we sang the other day.
圣懂不了句话叫圣徒欢庆。
We all the saints rejoice.
这个诗歌是我翻的。
And I translate that particular song.
翻的实在不好。
And I didn't do a great job.
因为英文是 for me, for you.
And in English is for you, for me, for me, for you.
For you, for me, for me, for you. 一样。你和我，我和你。好，这个韵很难呀。
And it's very hard to translate in Chinese in a perfect manner.
翻过诗歌呢，就说翻诗歌不是件好玩的事。
If you ever try to translate hymns, you will know it's not easy.
那最后的马马步放个圣徒欢心就好了。
I didn't know how to put it, so I just say in Chinese, "All saints rejoice."
我真是把英文 for me, for you.
Instead, I really love the original language. It's for me, for you.
为我回来。
It is for me, he comes back.
为你回来。
It is for you, Jesus returns.
为每一个神的儿女回来。
It is for every one of us.
主要成全教会了。
The Lord has come back to perfect the church.
主要去教会进荣耀了。
He is coming home to take us into his glory.
所有他的话都要兑现。
All the word in his prophets will be fulfilled.
所有他的预言都要应验。
All the prophecies will be fulfilled.
圣经每一句话都是可信的。
And every word in the Bible is trustworthy.
十分可信的。
It's trustworthy.Fully acceptable.
撒迦利亚书的第二个目的，为着以色列人回来的。
The second purpose of his return is for Israelites.
为了主要应验这个预言，给以色列人的预言。
Because he needs to fulfill a promise he had for Israelites.
当他们最后一次征战。
And in his last battle.
最艰难的时候。
In their last battle, in the most difficult time.
应许给他们弥赛亚从天而降的。
Jesus promised the Messiah, the Savior, would be sent from above.
这是关于以色列，以色列是苦难民族啊。
And Israelites suffer so much through years.
现在他们最败坏的时候。
And now they're in the most wicked time.
全部都偏离信仰。
Because the entire nation departed from their faith.
当然他们没有人信耶稣啊。
Of course, most of them do not believe in Jesus.
很少很少，我碰过犹太人基督徒，传道人。
And I have met Jewish pastors, but not many of them. And they are great Christians.
很少就是。
But the number is very low.
他们奢华。
And Israelites live a luxurious lifestyle.
他们富有。
They are rich.
他们败坏。
They live a wicked lifestyle.
最后大管教他们。
Therefore, at the end, God has a big lesson for them.
最后的征战。
They will face this great battle at the end.
而圣经对于后的征战形容的地方很多。
And there are many descriptions.In the Bible about this
battle.
It talks about how this nation of Israel will face the enemy from above, a great nation. And we know the greatest nation from north will be Russia. Ezekiel chapter 38. It talks about the kings from Russia and the surrounding countries.
攻打以色列
will come and fight with Israel.
就是 Russia 是名字俄罗斯
So it talks about what Russia is one of the great countries from the north.
米色就是莫斯科
and Moscow.
突巴现在俄国南面还有个大市叫突巴
And there's another city in the southern part of Russia called Tuva.
俄国的军队是攻打以色列主力。
Therefore, you know, at the end days, the primary force that will fight with Israel will be from Russia.
现在高科技的武器太可怕了。
And you know the weapon is extremely fatal.
人类历史没有见过这样毁灭性的武器啊。
And it's such a destruction in nature.
美国、俄国都在夸张他们的高科技武器。
The United States and Russia both are fighting and boasting about the power in their weapons.
但是突然的时候。
But when Jesus comes.
美国、俄国的高科技武器加起来不过是个小孩子的 toy。
All the high-tech weapons added together is nothing but a toy in his eyes.
他们攻打以色列。
They will fight Israel.
美国无论是哪个党都站在以色列这边。
And the United States will always take the side of Israel.
俄国、中国都站在以色列对面的。
And China and Russia will challenge Israel.
欧盟好像也是站在以色列对面的。
And the Euro countries will also oppose Israel.
这个美国不讲道理的站在以色列对面。
And but only this country, the United States, will take the side of Israel without knowing why.
美国还是梦死里不讲的。
And because this is a blessed country.
最后一战。
That will be the last warfare.
以色列根本不能抵挡的。
And it's so severe, Israelites will not survive.
马太二十四章。
So in Matthew 24.
主耶稣讲到那次征战。
The Lord talked about that battle would happen.
在田里的不要回来。
He said, those who are in the field, don't return home.
在房上的不要下来。
Those who are on the roof, do not go down the hill to get in.
你们都要往山上逃。
He said, you should all run for your life into the mountains.
主耶稣那天就是站在橄榄山上讲话。
And then when Jesus prophesied this, he was standing on the Mount of Olives.
那是战争发生了。
And he said the war will come.
这个军队太残忍了。
And the enemies will be so powerful and cruel.
还有武装的老百姓他们压杀了。
And they will kill even civilians.
剖开孕妇的腹。
And they will open the womb of the pregnant woman.
把婴孩摔在石头上。
And they will strike infants onto the rock.
最后一战，以色列人太痛苦了。
So Israelites will suffer from the great
pain. 他们都往山上跑啊。
Therefore, they would have run for their lives.
橄榄山有什么力量可以抵挡高科技武器啊？
What makes you think the Mount of Olives can rescue you?
山根本不能抵挡的。
There is no mountain can withstand the power of weapons.
弥赛亚要降临在橄榄山。
But because Messiah will come back and set his foot on Mount Olives.
这就是《使徒行传》一章讲的。
That's what said in the book of Acts.
加利利人啊
！Oh, Galilee!
那位背着升天的耶稣。
And why are you looking to the sky?
怎样去？要怎样的
？The same Jesus who has been taken from you into the heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him.
他仍旧要踏在橄榄山上。
So when he returns, he will set foot on the Mount of Olives.
在犹太人都往橄榄山逃的时候。
So when all the Jews, Israelites, running to Mount of Olives.
撒加利亚十四章说，他的脚站在橄榄山上。
And Zechariah 14 says he will set foot on the Mount of Olives.
山就立为两半。
And the mountain will be divided into two.
以色列人就从那里逃出去。
And a great valley will be formed, and Israel will run through the valley.
主就面对大军。
And the Lord will stand on the top of the mountain and facing the man's enemies.
主才不会给他们打嘞。
The Lord will not bother to fight.
只有降临荣光飞到他们。
But through the glory and power in his descent, these enemies will be destroyed.
用口中的气除灭他们。
And his breath alone will kill them all.
主的荣光太大了。
God's glory is tremendous.
通通完了。
All enemies will be taken care of.
我告诉你们一个秘密啊。
And let me share with you a secret.
有一年我在台湾讲到14个不同的地方没内心了。
One time I was sharing in Taiwan and meeting their people from 14 denominations. They're all pastors or ministers.
啊，少数几个长老都。
And a few elders, we had a gathering together.
我去了。
I went there and.
比我领会的是。金星会这个有名的牧师信仰。
And the song leader was a pastor from a Baptist.
实际上，我是为你忧愁啊。
He said, "Brother Z, I'm worried for you."
我说你为我忧愁干什么
？Why do you worry for me?
是四个不同的 denomination 啊。
Well, you know, the attendants today are from 14 different denominations.
有最极端的灵恩派集信会。
And they are extremists from a Pentecost.
有最保守的信义会。
And they are most conservative Baptists.
我不知道你要怎么讲到。
I don't know what you can speak.
我说我想来不讲别的道。
I said, you know, I don't say anything else.
我只讲一个题目，讲耶稣。
I only have one subject, that's Jesus.
我弟兄他们都信耶稣对吧？
And I would think they all believe in Jesus.
我说当然都信耶稣了。
Of course they all believe in Jesus.
那你不要为我忧愁啊。
I said, then don't worry for me.
到了有一天。
Until one day.
台湾退出联合国的时候。
When Taiwan retreated from United Nations.
那天台湾大惊慌了。
And there was a great panic in Taiwan.
他讲耶稣做总统的时候。
And that was President John at the time.
他就是独裁者，下命令所有教会都定时祷告。
He was such a dictator. He ordered all church to fast and pray.
对不对？我在讲台讲话的时候。
And I was speaking at the time.
我读一节圣经，约翰福音十六章。
I said, let's read this verse, John 16.
在我里面，你们有平安。
In me, you will have peace.
在世上，你们有苦难。
In this world, you will have tribulation.
但你们可以放心。
But take heart.
我已经胜掉世界。
For I have overcome the world.
主从来没有应许我们世界上的平安。
The Lord never promised that we have peace in this earth world.
主应许我们在主里没有平安。
But He promised that we have peace in Him.
主清楚告诉我们，在世上你们有苦难。
He made it very clear to us, you will have troubles in this world.
下面一些传道人吓坏了。
And then the pastor audience were.
这个死地方。
They were terrified by what I said. They said, well, he surely didn't know better. After the meeting, and a few Caucasian pastors from Finland, they were greatly moved. They came to me and said, brotherly, we were so touched by what you said. And that you dared to speak truth like that. I said, there's nothing about being courageous. I was just sharing the word of God.And so I share with them.
苏联要把四面的小国家都吞掉了。
Oh, so they share with me this something happened to them. That one time Russia came and surrounded our country.
我们芬兰是个小国家。
We are a small country.
可是我们很勇敢。
But we were brave.
芬兰大军进攻芬兰的时候。
And Russian army invading into Finland.
总统是个很虔诚的基督徒。
We had this leader, president, who was a devoted Christian.
全部都是很虔诚的基督徒。
And we are a Christian country.
那么总统正下个命令禁止祷告了。
So the president ordered us to fast and pray.
那我们总统估计我们的军队能抵抗三天的营养。
At the time, our president estimated we could fight for the max 3 days.
全部崩溃了。
And then we were completely collapsed.
我们军事部总部估计的没错。
And our Department of Defense estimated correctly.
我们抵抗了三天。
We fought for 3 days.
你知道苏联芬兰地方就是冷得不得了的地方。
And you know, Finland is a place that's cold all the time.
都是湿地啊。
It was in the winter, it was snowy.
两面的军装都穿着白衣服。
And then so all the soldiers put on white color, dressing white. And but on our side, on the Finland side, we were collapsed. And then suddenly we saw people coming down from above. They're all dressed in white. And they came down and reached the ground and walked very stably forward. And when they marching forward, the Russian soldier fell down line by line. And all the dead body went to Moscow. They could not figure out how their soldiers died. So to the point they couldn't fight anymore, Russia withdraw their army. They thought Finland government invented something secretive and powerful. But actually they had no secret weapons. But they have this weapon that people in Russia did not understand was prayer. The Lord interfered. And you know, till this day, Finland is still independent. Therefore, brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming
back.
All the power of man will be taken away.
The
high-tech weapon is nothing but a toy in his eyes. So I have to say, our president is not as smart as either. Spent so much money on the development of weapons.
Your weapons are not used at
all.We won't even have a chance to use them all.
总统在这里，我跟他讲这个话。
And even he's here, I will tell him the same thing.
我可以把握他不会信我的。
And I believe he will not agree with me.
当然，总统说正在布局被武器嘛，也不是好总统。
Of course, you know, as the president, you have to prepare for battle.
他没有我那么相信主耶稣快来了。
He just did not believe that the Lord is coming back as soon as I believe.
这个总统就今年选选上任总统，都面对全世界的艰难问题啊。
And the new president to be elected will face the greatest challenge.
没有一个问题他们能够解决的。
And there's nothing we can resolve with our own.
主要来了
because the Lord comes.
撒迦利亚书
Zacharias
讲主的再来
It talks about the second
purpose. 重点为什么以色列人
And the second purpose for the sake of Israelites.
马拉基书
And the Malachi
讲主的再来
Talk about his
coming. 重点为什么教会
And the emphasis is for his church.
也为什么全世界
And also for the whole world.
主来的日子
The day of the Lord's coming.
是烧着的火炉
It's like a furnace.
他们根本枝条
And nothing can exist and can survive.
全世界在主面前，太有说不算不了什么了。
The whole world is nothing in the presence of the Lord.
人的力量、人的地位、人的 人的权柄真是算不了什么了。
So our authority on men is really nothing.
神的儿女好好追求主啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to pursue the Lord.
去赢那个永远的价值。
To pursue the things that have eternal value.
这个东西是真的是虚空啊。
Things of this world or this life is nothing but vain.
人算什么？
Who are we?
人算什么？
What are we?
弟兄，这个应该人是二十一世纪是两人了不起的人。
I have to say, men have done great coming to this century.
不久以前去过圣公会。
I went to San Jose not too long ago.
我十月从大陆回来，十一月还要去圣公会。
And I'm returning there after I return from China.
圣公会最多的是 engineer.
You know what's the mostly there in that city? Engineer.
都很多的，现在来说是蛮有学问的人。
And there are a lot of are well educated.
我最有这个讲究，主的再来。
And all I have to say is the Lord coming back.
他们很爱耶稣。
They love Jesus there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
什么都算不了什么。
Nothing in this world really counts。
上面有一个 engineer。
There was this engineer up there。
我为他有时祷告。
One time I prayed with him。
那里好多人上来祷告。
A lot of people came forward to pray。
他跟他夫妻两个人上来祷告。
He and his wife came forward。
我说那个太太不会生孩子。
你说。
那太太。
你说，你说。
我说。我知道。
哦，
我说。
I knew for a fact that。His wife was not able to get pregnant.
那个先生啊是非常刚强的人。
And the husband was a strong man.
我一个手按一个。
So I laid my hands on them.
叫这位圣灵充满。
And I said, Lord, let this be filled by the Holy Spirit.
叫这个回去怀孕。
Lord, help her to get pregnant when she returns.
被圣灵充满，话一落，他就被圣灵充满。
When I finished saying that, he was filled by the Holy Spirit immediately.
怀孕。医院都可以检查完了说她不可能怀孕的。
And then the as far as pregnancy is concerned, the doctor says no way she can get pregnant.But now she's pregnant.
她去医院跟他们挑战。
Because I pray her that way, so she returns to the doctor and challenges.
我不会怀孕的吗？我怀孕了。
Didn't you say I won't get pregnant, but I'm pregnant now?
医生说不可能。
The doctor says no way.
我试试我怀孕了。
Well, I am pregnant.
再检查一次。
So let's check out.
她的问题没改变啊。
And this.
她生理问题没改变啊。
And then her physical condition remains the same.
这是生理的孩子。
But she was able to get pregnant and gave birth to
one.
That was the only child she got.
这是神的启示，神的，对不对？
It was God's miracle.
所以我每次去了他们，总是要招待我一次，那叫什么？一次神的启示，我每次去吃饭。
Only one miracle happened. Miracle only happened one time, but I end up having meals every time I visit San Jose.
很喜欢给我交通。
They love to have fellowship with me.
我弟兄啊，他上次给我讲的高科技啊。
He told me about the high tech thing he was doing.
弟兄啊，我对我的同事做见证越来越困难了。
He said, brother, you know it's getting harder to testify to my coworkers.
但是我永远不改变的。
But I will never lose heart.
给我见证耶稣是真的。
I will always testify to them that Jesus is real. I say hallelujah.
真好。
That's good testimony.
对，我们都要这样。
We have to be like that.
耶稣是真实的。
Because Jesus is real.
马拉基书。
In the book of Malachi.
这个说到我们教会了。
And it talk about church.
他来一日子。
The days of his return.
谁能挡得住呢？
Who can stand?
他显现的时候。
The days of his appearance.
谁能站得住呢？
Who can endure?
他如炼金之人的火。
He is like the refiner's fire.
像刻木之人的铁。
And the soap of the laundry.
他要熬炼利未人。
He will refine Levi.
像要熬炼金银一样。
As the refiner purifier of silver and gold.
利未人就凭公义先。祭物给耶和华。
So the Levites can bring offerings of righteousness.
主来的日子谁能挡得住呢？
Who can endure of his coming?
谁能站得住呢？
In his presence, who can stand?
我们血肉之身没有一个站得住的。
None of us in our flesh can do that.
主在荣耀里面降临。
He will return in his glory.
他来的日子像闪电。
And when he comes, the days will be like
lightning. 我们不是犹太人，不需要赶到橄榄山去见主去的，不需要的。
We are not Jews, so we don't have to rush to the Mount of Olives to see Jesus.
主耶稣大降临。
His return will be so magnificent and great. And I have known this pastor. We have good friends. He has been taken home by the Lord. He's like an older relative of Ernie Warbaugh. Elder brother of Ernie.
Yeah. 你们东方给西方，他不要掉，他是西方，我是东方，西方东方一起交通。
He likes to share with me because to me, to him, that's like people from the west have fellowship with people from the east.
他是西方，我是东方。
He considers himself Western, I'm West.
讲讲一遍两遍，按下去了。
And I didn't want to argue with him.
老讲这句话，简直听得耳朵不顺了。
But to a point, I didn't take it anymore.
我弟兄，你搞错了。
I said, brother, you are wrong.
从前欧洲人讲这句话，我们东方，他们西方。
And Europeans can say that that they are the Westerner, we are the Eastern.
那是真的。
No, that's true.
你在美国。
Geographically.
我在西方，你在东方啊。
But we're here in this country. You are in the East. I'm in the West.
你想想啊，对不对啊？
Think about it.
那想一想，不再讲话了，不再讲说西方和东方，西方东方，我倒过来，我是西方，你是东方了。
Afterwards, he agreed, so he no longer used.
好了，别不要讲西方，也不要讲东方，我们都是神的儿女。
He said, okay, let's don't divide by directional orientation. We are all children of God.
我们都在神的家里面。
We are all in the house of God.
一个救赎。
We all receive the same salvation.
经历一个救恩。
We experience the same salvation.
然后又一主从天降临。
We are all waiting for the same Lord return from above.
什么西方东方难听死了。
Don't divide us by our direction.
今天我们这些东方人都到西方来了。
And all these Orientals are now coming to the Western world.
感谢主，主来了，我们都在我们生活的地方飞起了呀。
When he returns, we'll be raptured wherever we were.
嗨，谁能站得起呢？
Who can endure his coming?
谁能站得住呢？
When he appears, who can stand?
主在我们上都预备工作了。
The Lord is preparing us for that day.
炼金之人的火。
He just like the refiner's fire.
像漂木之人的剑。
Like the launderer's soap.
炼金。
To refine.
要纯净我们里面生命。
Is to purify the life that's within.
漂布。
To launder us,
要纯净我们外面的行为和表现。
To purify our external deeds and manifestations.
炼金的火不得了了。
And the fire of the refiner is.
这不是你的我家里炉子，厨房里的一个炉子火的，不是的。
It's different from the fire in your kitchen.
炼金的火要高到6000度啊。
And the refiner's fire is high as 6000 degrees.
你把这矿里头的金子开出来。
You go to the mine, you dig out the raw gold.
根本不像金子。
It doesn't look like gold at all.
中间掺杂着一块石头就是了。
It's mixed with other minerals and dirt.
温热火高到6000度。
So you have to raise temperature of fire up to 6000.
一切都融化了。
So all these will be melted.
金子的分量重。
And because the gold is heavier.
沉在下面。
So it will sink down.
杂质。
All the mist
都在上面流出去。
Will float up and go out.
要炼过好几次的这都得纯金啊。
So the refining process takes repeated process like that.
这个纯金不容易啊。
To get pure gold, it's not easy at all.
我们一生主都在预备我们。
All the days of our life, we are going through that.
主耶稣就是这个火。
Jesus Himself is the fire.
他我是漂浮之人的火。
He said, I am the.
我说错了，炼金之人的火。
The fire of the refiner.
主要炼我们。
He wants to purify us.
我们一生的见证都是主在炼我们的。
So the testimony we have for our life is the process of His purification.
炼尽我们生命的掺杂。
He wants to purify us from the mixtures of life.
在我们身上得到纯净。
So that He can receive from us pure gold.
叫我们表现像耶稣。
So that one day we manifest just like Him.
叫我们的动机像耶稣。
And our motive will be like Him.
叫我们的情绪像耶稣。
And our emotion and reaction will be like Him.
活出耶稣来。
We can live out.
做炼金的工作。
So he refines us.
那个漂浮之剑。
He's also the launder soap.
要纯净我们外面的行为的表现。
Will clean us up from our deeds.
那个两千，那不是两千，三千年以前。
3000 years ago.
我想洗衣服的肥皂没发明来。
And I don't think there was soap back then.
那个洗衣服怎么不容易洗啊？
It's hard to clean your clothes.
衣服的材料跟我们现在不一样。
And the material back then for clothes are different too.
他们都很厚很结实的衣服哈。
They're really sturdy, very tough material.
洗衣服不容易啊。
So it's pretty difficult to wash.
最好的办法。
So the best way.
又节水洗。
Is to use base water.
中国人懂得俭，中国人特别懂得俭。Chinese, 懂不 understand 会说一
点。Chinese knows what that is.
为什么？
Why?
我们端午节吃粽子有没有吃过？
Have you eaten the
吃过粽子没有？
Pan Mexico term Pan the rice wrapped in the leaves Molly Chinese
okay,
Molly
好有种粽叫碱水粽你们吃过没有？
Have you ever taste of this particular
为什么用碱水
flavor of Chinese Molly? Why?
为什么用碱水做？
Why do we call it
用碱水
Because it's made of that kind of base water.
那个米通通分不清了。
And if you use that kind of water,
很快就烂了。
The rice will mix up and will be mixed up easily.
这中国人很聪明啊。
Chinese are smart.
啊，这个井水我们懂得。
And we know the base water.
一个方便井水在这里。
If you have a bucket of those kind of liquid.
我手进在里面。
Try to put your hands in there.
很不舒服啊。
You will feel very uncomfortable very fast.
时间长了，皮肤都皱起来了。
After a while, the skin will wrinkle.
这竹子。漂布之人的井。
And Jesus said, I am the launderer's soap.
纯净我们的行为。
To purify our deeds.
我们的表现。
Our manifestation.
主要熬炼利未人。
And the Lord will refine Levi.
像那熬炼金银一样。
Serve like the refiners and purifiers of silver and gold.
预备迎接主来。
So that they will be ready for his coming.
他来的日子谁能挡得起来？
And when he comes, who can endure?
他显现的时候谁能站得住？
When he appears, who can stand?
所以就预备我们。
That's why Jesus is getting us ready.
到了第四章了。
It comes to the fourth chapter.
敬畏耶和华的人彼此谈论。
And those who fear the Lord when they converse.
耶和华侧耳听。
The Lord listened and heard them.
只有纪念册在他面前。
And there is also the scroll of remembrance in his presence.
我们主在听我们讲话了。
The Lord listens to our conversation.
心里意念。
All our mind,
口中的表现,
the words from our mouth,
都听见,
the Lord listened and heard.
只有纪念册在主面前,
and on top of it, there's a scroll of remembrance,
记我们一切所表现的,
to record everything we have.
到日子来到,
when that day comes,
这个原文和中文也不一样了,
the original version is slightly from different.
他们特别对我中文啊。他们特的归我是，他们称为特别的宝贝归给我。
It talks about how they will be my treasured possession.
好多神的儿女成为特别的宝贝。
Many children of God will become his treasured possession. We are ready for the Lord.
主要连续他们。
And the Lord will have mercy on us.
像那连续服侍自己的儿女。
With great compassion, like a father has mercy on the son who serves.
日子快来到了。
That day is coming.
犹大书。
The book of Jude.
说看了。
Says behold. And he will return with millions of saints. And then in the book of Revelation chapter
22.
That is the last chapter. It's about to conclude the entire Bible. And conclude on the coming of the Lord. And this time it's not the servant John who spoke of his return. But the Lord himself is testified. For three times he said, yes, I am coming soon.
第七节，我必快来。
Verse 7, he said, "Yes, I'm coming soon."
遵守的书上预言的人有福了。
And blessed are those who heard and obey the word in this prophecy.
十四节，我必快来。
And verse 14, he said, "I am coming soon."
洗净衣服的人有福了。
Blessed are the one who cleanses their garment.
宝血洗我们外面。
And the blood of the Lord cleanses our outward.
圣灵洗我们里面。
The Holy Spirit cleanses inward.
洗净自己衣服的有福了。
And blessed are those whose garments are
第三次主说是了我必快来
and lastly he said yes I am coming soon
主说阿们
and then he even ended by saying
全部的圣经要结束了
and that concludes the Bible
约翰回答说阿们我主耶稣我愿你来
and then John the Apostle says yes Lord I want to come soon
这是约翰最伟大的一个答案
he said amen come Lord Jesus
说到他的渴慕
that talks about his desire
说到他的等候
his waiting heart
他不仅代表他个人
Not only for his own sake,
代表全教会,
but on behalf of the whole church,
代表我们所有的神的儿女,
on behalf of us all,
记住整本圣经了,
the whole Bible concludes there,
记住在我必快来,
by saying, I am coming,
而这里所有的那个回答,
and we reply,
Amen,
Amen,
主耶稣啊,
come,
我愿你来,
Lord Jesus,
你们愿不愿意出来?
Do you want Jesus to come back?
大家都在读这些圣经说的, Amen,
say it together, Amen, Come,
主耶稣啊
Lord Jesus 我愿意
大家声音好像不知道科目出不出来的
We are kind of lower
重新读一遍好不好声音大一点壮一点哈
Say it loudly
Amen.
Amen
主耶稣啊我愿你来我们唱148首
Let's sing 148